Hi, everybody. Welcome to another podcast here on ForesideSports365.com. I'm Greg Golden. We're delighted to have you with us this morning for another Coach's Corner featuring the South Forsyth War Eagle football program in Cumming, Georgia. Doug Thomas is standing by down at the Fieldhouse. Hello, Doug, the voice of the War Eagles. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you? We're sorry you're not here with us, but we're glad you're home and recovering well. But it's great to be back for a Coach's Corner. We had a bye week last week, so we didn't have one. So we're glad to be here and ready to go.
We got a great crew standing by, too. Mike Newsom is in the house this morning. Hey, Mike, what's up, bud?
Oh, just enjoying the dream. I don't know if you remember this or not since you were in the hospital, but today is my second day on full retirement, so I'm happy to be here and enjoying this opportunity.
Well, congratulations, bro. I know you've earned it and well-received. And, of course, we couldn't do this without the head coach of the South Forsyth War Eagle football program, Troy Morris. Hello, Coach.
Hey, Greg, how you doing this morning?
Feeling pretty good, sir. Glad to have you with us. And I'm just going to turn it right over to Doug Thomas to get us into our coach's corner this morning. Take it away, Doug.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate that. And Mike and Coach for being here as well. Yeah, you know what we're going to talk about? This is a short week for us. So this is a little different. Even though we're on Wednesday, we have a game Thursday, you know, against Brookwood Gladiators. But let's go back. Let's talk about the game. It was an exciting football game, which was nice to have. We've not had, you know, that kind of look or anything lately. So I'd like to have you just walk through and kind of give your recap of the game and maybe even talk a little bit about, you know, what your team went through in the bye week and everything to get themselves back and prepared for what they played against a good team last week.
Well, every team that we've played so far has been good. We actually looked at the teams we've played, and their overall record right now is 14-2. So we're playing good people, and we knew that. We knew our schedule was tough. We came in with a team that didn't have a ton of experience, and we knew that. And I think our team's grown and gotten better each and every week. And I think we showed that against Clark. We've had two games come down to literally the last play of the game. And once again, these are all really good opponents that we're playing. We're cleaning up some things. We're getting better. During the off week, I thought we were pretty beat up after the North Oconee game. So the off week, we gave our guys a really good break. We didn't do a whole lot with them, to be honest with you. We focused on our younger guys in our program, because they still had games that week. So we really just let our older guys breathe and recover and did just very little stuff with them. And then last week, once again, we had a game, so we got them prepared for Clark. Man, our kids have just been so cut in and focused. We honestly probably had the best week of practice, you know, all year until this week, even though it was a short week. We've had another incredible week this week. Our kids are just really focused and cut in and bought into what we're doing here. I know our record doesn't show it, but I'm going to tell you what, man, our kids are just competing like crazy. They want to be good so bad, and they're fighting for these little things to improve at. And we gained experience now, and I think that's showing again. Clark Central was a very good football team. They had a lot of talent. They were big, fast, strong, well-coached, all of those things. And I think, you know, it comes down to the very last play of the game, you know, and to be honest with you, I don't even know if it comes down to that as much as, you know, there were one or two little plays within the game that if we just, you know, it goes our way for whatever reason, it's not right now. I think it's going to start. You know, if one or two of those little things go our way, we win the game still. So proud of our kids, proud of our coaches. I'm seeing tons of improvement. You know, if you've really been watching us closely, I think that you can see that. And our kids just going to continue to fight. I love this football team, man. These kids, their hearts, just how hard everybody's working. Nobody's let up a lick. I mean, not a lick. Just been really proud of them.
You know, when I look at the games, when you start from the beginning of the season to now, you just hit the nail on the head to me is seeing improvement each and every week, which is great. And also playing that tough schedule, while it's tough, I mean, it, you know, it tests you guys, and I think it makes the team better. But one thing I noticed in this game, to me, the intensity has always been good. I think the intensity was higher in this game than I've ever seen. I mean, you know, especially when I look at defense, the swarming to the ball and everything, it was as good as I've seen that look. You know, and then the game started out, you know, it is, and then I know Mike wants to ask you questions, but K. Jackie, I mean, man, that was a tough one to take. You know, one of your top players there early in the game going down. I mean, so what is the mindset when you see that? You know from that hit the way it is that he's not coming back in.
Well, you know, he's a captain for us. He's had an incredible offseason, returning, you know, all-region, all-conference type player. It's just been incredible for us. a lot of our game plan the other night was centered to go around him. So unfortunately, he went down early. I was just praying that it wasn't something that was going to knock him out for the year, you know, being a senior and all. And thankfully, it wasn't. He's going to be able to return. But at the time, yes, it can be deflating. But you can't let that ruin the rest of the game. Somebody else has to step up. You got to move on as quick as you can and as hard as it is to do that because you feel for the kid and you don't know the severity of it and all of those things. You know, as a coach and as a team, we're still in a ball game. We have to move on quickly, get our minds back wherever they need to be. And I thought we did that. We did a good job. It's not easy to do. That's tough to do when you see one of your teammates go down. That's a lot easier said than done. Excuse me. That's a lot harder to do than it appears. And I thought our players, our kids did it. I thought Maddox Pearson stepped in at the tight end position, made some plays, did a good job for us. Luckily, Cade's going to be back for us. I'm not exactly sure when, but it's not a season-ending deal.
Well, that was going to be my question. How is Cade doing? And also, going along on those lines, you seem to be – I know you were beaten up a little bit after that North Oconee game, but how's the health of the overall team? You got any significant injuries and things like that we need to know about?
Yeah, Cade is the one. He's going to be out. Everybody else, I mean, it's football. You're going to get dinks, you know, and you know, you're going to have some guys hurting here and there and things like that. So we have a few of those things. We got some bumps and bruises, but nothing that I think should keep anyone else out this Friday night.
You know, one of the things, too, that I have been looking for improvement on, and we definitely saw it on Friday night, is, let's face it, the penalties we had been having leading up to this game was a lot. I mean, there were some that, I don't know, it seemed like there was 15 penalties a game. That, I know you've been working on that and focused on that, but the discipline seems so much better. And I think maybe we had 5 penalties in the whole game. And so that is such a huge improvement. So talk a little bit about, you know, where you were and what we're doing and what you're doing to improve on that.
Well, you know, you have to coach all the little things. And when you don't coach, you don't hit on every little thing, it tends to show up on a Friday night if you miss anything. And, you know, for us, every game, it's like that one little thing that maybe we didn't cover quite as much as we should have. It shows up. So we cover it, we fix it, and we tell the kids we just don't want it to keep showing up. So that's what we've been doing. We've been attacking every little thing, trying to think of every little thing we need to cover. And I think it's shown. We've improved penalties. We didn't have very many negative plays at all the other night. And those of what have just really hurt us, especially offensively, are the negative plays. And like I said, the other night, we barely had any. And it showed. I think that's a big reason why we were more effective, and that has to continue moving forward. Offensively, you just can't go backwards. You can't hurt yourself. And the years that we've been really good here, we don't do that. We don't hurt ourselves. So that's been a huge focus. Is just, you know, don't beat ourselves. Do what we, you know, control the things that we can control. Make the easy things the easy. That's been a lot of our big focus, and our kids are buying into that, of course. And I think if we continue to prove like that, we'll be in every ball game.
Yeah, one area of improvement that I saw in this last game especially was Cade Acock. I thought he played with a lot more confidence. You could see a little more zip on his throw. So, you know, you go back and you compare that throw at Harrison where he kind of short-armed that pitch. He didn't do that, and that last where it really counted, he zipped that ball and put it right on the money in the corner of the end zone. So how do you think that – do you think knowing that he has not as much experience despite the fact that he's a quarterback, do you think he's really growing like you expected him to do, and how do you see him going the rest of the year?
I think he's made some big strides over the last few weeks with that, you know, knowing that, you know, feeling that pressure, not focusing on the pressure, but focusing on the receivers, knowing where to go to the ball, anticipating where to go with the ball, getting rid of it quick, when he's got time to buy a little bit of extra time when he doesn't. Once again, that comes with experience. You can't simulate that. We don't hit our quarterbacks at practice, so it's hard to simulate an actual game with a quarterback until you're actually in a game. So the things that, you know, that he's had to grow from have been from the Friday night experiences that he's had, because Thursdays and Fridays are way different when it comes to especially playing quarterback. I mean, it's just the atmosphere, the talent level, all those things, it's just dramatically different. I feel like, once again, over the past few weeks, I think he's made some really big strides, and he's got to keep making those strides. He continues to make those strides, we have a chance to be pretty good.
This is where the non-conference schedule being early and all the games up front is really good, so you can allow somebody like Cade to grow, and also the rest of the players that are in positions that they're not long going normally in, because, you know, you've got all those games. We got one more before we get into region play, which is when it all counts, but let's face it, where that is the key to, you know, to the season there. So that is really good there. You know, Coach, one thing that I know I'm sure that you want to see as well, I mean, we seem, the offense right now seems to go along, and like you said, it might sputter, then it'll be a big play. It'll be that big play on third down or something like that. What do you work on in practice to try to get to where I know you want to see that sustained drive where it starts at the 20 and goes all the way down the field, time consuming and everything, into the end zone versus needing that big play.
Well, I think the biggest thing for us, once again, I think it comes back to the negative plays. You know, when we get into a drive and all of a sudden it's, we'll get into a second and two early in the season, and all of a sudden we do something to ourselves, jump off sides or whatever it is, and now we're in a second and seven or more. Like that's a way different play call than second and two. And we did that. We've done that a lot early on in the season. Whereas Friday night, I think there was one drive where we got like an 8 or 9 yard run and picked up a first and blocked somebody in the back. But I think even that, we had a chance to overcome it. So there's times like that you just can't have those. And if you get into those second and twos, then you got so many different. You got an option for play action, try to hit them deep. You can go ahead and try to get it. You can try to, run some RPO type stuff. There's just so many different things you can do in those types of situations, when, as opposed to getting backed up or being behind the sticks and all of a sudden you're first and 15 because on first and 10 you did something dumb. So we have to stay out of those situations, and it helps you overall as an offense just on sustaining the drives and being able to hit the deep ball whenever it presents itself.
Sticking with the offense before we move over to the defense, so obviously we had the drive at the end. I mean, what a game. Like I said, you go down the end. It reminded you at the end, just like the Harrison game. We were down almost, I don't know, but it seemed like we're about on the same yard line on that last play, and, you got to make – then that's where, obviously, Cade as well, he grew from when he had the interception before and knows, hey, we've got a field goal here to tie the game to go to overtime and move on. But that is exciting. But when you go to overtime, obviously went to overtime, and it didn't start off well, and you have one timeout in overtime, and I know everybody wants to hear, because I know you had to call a timeout because the play clock started to go dead. Talk a little bit about what was going on there and what transcribed for that.
Well, it was a formation thing. I wanted, we called out the formation. The kids got a little bit confused, so we tried to switch some personnel, one guy to another spot or whatever, and the kids were confused by that. So, yeah, that's what happened. And I couldn't take a delay of game there because of the situation, so I had to burn the timeout. I knew what play I wanted, and I knew it had a chance to hit, and I wanted it to look exactly the way I wanted it to look. So we called timeout to make sure that we had that right. Coach Over and I talked it through. So luckily we calmed everybody down, and they, ran the play that was supposed to run. And then Cade rolls out, sets his feet real quick, and puts a darn dime on on Dash, and Dash makes an unbelievable play in the back corner of the end zone. So it was worth the timeout, in my opinion.
I'd say what, and that's exactly what I wanted to get to, was obviously in that situation, you're hoping not to use the timeout, but you knew that, you've got one shot here. You don't get a touchdown and that the odds are, they're going to score and this is going to happen. So, but I tell you what, it couldn't have been a more perfect play. You watch the rollout. And you could see Cade really set his feet. But that pass, into the corner, that's what I call toe drag swag. I mean, Dashmore, he put that. It was just such a great play and exciting and everything. And then obviously we turned around and then goes to, and then they come out and they Clark Central and they score. Let me ask a question. I felt they were going for two before they went for two. What was your thoughts on that?
Well, I was kind of 50-50. I was watching their sideline. We had coaches watching their sideline, seeing that they're going to bring their kicker out, and we noticed they weren't. They left their offense on, and then we recognized it pretty quick. So we got the right call in. They ran the Philly special, and honestly, when he threw it, we had Lomax covering the guy he was supposed to cover. Then he realized the quarterback was coming out, so he came off of his guy to go get the quarterback because he knew that that's who they were throwing to. So he covered him. And the ball was so underthrown and bad that the guy that Lomax was originally covering came back and caught the darn thing. So, honestly, it was just, Lomax did an incredible job stopping it. And then I wish he'd have thrown the ball better. Lomax would have had it. But it was just such a duck that it was, underthrown, and that wasn't a lot we could do after that point.
Yeah, that's what we were saying in the booth. We were sitting there looking at it and going, oh, my gosh, that ball was just like – it was just tossed up in the air. And you could see him go over to where he needed to be. And you're right. I think it would have been an interception if it was the other way. Mike?
Well, let's shift it over to defense now and talk about that. What a strong group you have. But one thing and it seems to be getting better, they've been put in a lot of bad situations early in this season, but it's getting better. But they put a lot of plays in there. So how are they hanging in there? How are they holding up having to play so many plays in a particular game?
Well, this game, it was actually a lot better. They actually, in this game, didn't play a lot of plays. Mm-hmm. They played a lot less. Our offense was on the field a lot more. I can't remember the number of snaps, but it was around 50 snaps, I think, for our defense. So the offense did, and that's the thing our offense has to understand, is it may not always be points, but we have to be able to sustain some drives to keep our defense off the field. And we did a lot better job of that this week. We got to continue to do that because the defense, you know, they shouldn't be forced to be out there forever. But when they are, they're expected to stop the other team. You can't let up at all. We let up once or twice the other night, and that's about it. You know, and you can't let up at all, ever. So the offense has to do its part, but the defense also has to continue to play at a high level. I think our defense has played dominant, but I think it could be even better.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Coach Arnett defense is always going to be aggressive and everything. The one thing I always look for and you see is swarming to the ball. You usually don't see just one guy around it, so that is excellent. I will tell you, obviously, we call a lot of names, you know, during the game and everything, but it seemed like every other play I was calling number 33, Luke Nelson. I mean, that was a game. I mean, I've seen guys be part of the game and get tackles and everything else, but I don't even know how many he had, but it seemed like every other play I was calling that kid's number.
Yeah, he made a ton of plays. You know, Luke's a guy that's been hurt ever since he's got to high school. I don't know if he's been in a game since he's been here till this year. We always knew that he had a chance to be really, really good for us, and now he's finally healthy. And the other night, you're right, every time I looked up, he was tackling somebody, usually behind the line of scrimmage. He's a really good player, very impactful, and he's just got to keep doing it.
Yeah, well, Coach, as speaking of the defense, and as we move into this game, Brookwood has had a tendency to throw a lot of interceptions. They've had 5 so far this year. They haven't fumbled the ball, but they've thrown 5 interceptions. They're not really gaining too much in the air, 145 yards average per game. So do you feel like you have some opportunities to maybe get a pick, a couple of turnovers in this game, and maybe turn some things around?
I hope so. We always take some turnovers. They play 2 different quarterbacks. They got a couple good running backs. So we'll see. Hopefully our defense can cause them some problems up front. Get in the quarterback's face. I think that tends to rattle some quarterbacks when you bring some pressure. If you can get to them. If we can't get to them, then, you know, our DB's got to really hold it down in the back end. It's a little bit tougher at the back end if you can't get to the quarterback. So hopefully we can get some pressure on them and have them throw us up a couple, and we'll definitely take them.
Yeah, since we're moving on, so talk a little bit about Brookwood, especially with the 2-quarterback system, their type of offense, and what you're expecting, and how does it differ? I mean, how does it differ from some of the teams, the Clark Centrals and North Oconees that we've been playing?
Well, they're big up front, just like everybody we play. They have 2 300-pound tackles. Like I said, our guys aren't. They don't even care about that stuff anymore. Like everybody we play has huge, huge offensive line, big D linemen, and these guys do too. Their offensive line, like I said, their 2 tackles are giants, and they play 2 different quarterbacks, a little bit different in style. One's a lefty; he gets rid of the ball really quick. The other one, the righty, he runs around a little bit. So we do have to make sure that we prepare for both of those. And then on the defensive side, their defensive linemen, once again, I guess a big, huge, they have their nose guard is a giant, some 300 something pounds. I mean, some big guys over there as well. Some very athletic DBs. It just can't come down to any of those types of things. It has to be about us and play the way that we're, because we've showed them on film. It really doesn't have a lot to, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's talent and there's good teams and bad teams, all that kind of stuff. But when it comes down to our success at every game, it comes down to how we play. Comes down to, you know, not having the negative plays and just executing and doing the things that they've been coached to do and doing it with confidence. It comes down to those things. It doesn't always come down to, you know, how big you are and how tall you are. It's not those things as much as it is about executing and doing what you're supposed to be doing on your side of things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you guys work on it all week long, obviously a shorter week this week, but you are right. Execution is key to everything. And I think we're starting to see, we've seen such, like you said, we said it earlier, improvement from game to game to game to game. And obviously we're looking on the shorter week for more, but at least we're not making a long drive to Brookwood. At least they're coming to us.
Yeah, Coach. So as we move forward in this season, one of the things that we've talked about, and I really felt strongly about this in the booth when we were watching the game this past week, was that we have made week over week over week over week improvement. And then so you've got one more game before you get into the region, and one of the things that we talked about was, although these games we want to win them all, they really aren't important other than building and growing. And so going into the region, I think you guys are really improved, and I think you have a really good outlook coming into that region. How do you feel about that?
Well, in years past, including last year and the year before that, it just we've always told the kids, when you're done with these non-region games, I mean, you're 0-0. Everybody's back to 0-0, and it's not going to be any different this year. I know our record is 0-4, and we know that. But at the end of these five games, regardless of what our record was going to be, that's what we're going to tell our kids, is we told them that every year. You're back to everybody is the same now. We all play different types of schedules in our non-region. Our schedule was extremely tough. Everybody else has their own schedules. So all of that, you can just put it to bed, because now we're all playing each other to see who gets to go to the dance at the end of the season. So we're trying to grow from all of this. And I think that the people that we've played and the level of talent that we've played, I think that we've had a chance to really grow as a football team. And I think when we get to region, I don't think our kids are going to blink at any of those teams. Not to say that they're not good. They are. All these teams in our region are good. I'm just talking about our team. They're not going to be intimidated by anybody. They're not going to be intimidated by the moment or, you know, the atmosphere, any of those types of things. I think we'll be ready and prepared to play.
You know, I mean, and so we also, after this game, we're playing on Thursday night this week because fall break starts next week. And, of course, we figure a lot of people will be heading out of town. So we're looking forward to a big crowd on Thursday night. So talk a little bit about, you know, the fall break week. Is this something that, you know, to get yourself ready and going into region play and everything, the guys and yourselves and coaching staff get any extra time off well-deserved, or what's that schedule look like?
Well, the coaches have a weekend off, so we'll be, you know, after the game Thursday night, we have to come to school Friday. We still have school. We won't have any football stuff going on Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, the coaches are off. Monday through Wednesday, everybody's off. And then the varsity guys next Thursday and Friday morning will come in and practice and get a lift those 2 days. Freshmen will be off. And then we'll start prepping that weekend for Milton and getting going.
You know, and looking at the way that the bye week, you know, helped last week. I mean, I think that's normally you don't like that sometimes, that break and everything, but it seemed like that helped, and maybe it'll, you know, also, I mean, it's an extra week for somebody like, hey, Jackie, we know it's going to take a little longer, but for guys like that, and even the other ones have a little nicks and everything to get back. So, but it's definitely going to be an exciting week of football, and, you know, Thursday night it is.
Yeah, we're looking forward to watching it, because I can't wait to see it. I really feel strongly that you guys have a great chance of winning this game. I know you talked about the challenges going up against big guys all the time, but, man, those guys fight like crazy. I mean, you never see them give up on anything. I don't care what the game looks like. They never stop, and I think that's really where it's going. So when we get through this game, hopefully we can pull a win, but at that point, how do you see the region going? You think you really have a good shot at the playoffs, right?
Well, as far as just, you know, tomorrow night and winning and all that, what we tell our kids, don't get caught up in the wins and the losses. I mean, get caught up in how we're playing. And we're playing good football. We really are, and we're improving. And like you said, our kids, what else can you ask for a team whenever they're out there, you know, putting their heart and soul into something and laying it on the line and playing as hard as they can play? They're playing together. They're doing all the things that we're asking them to do. The results are going to happen. It's going to happen. I can promise you that. The ball's going to bounce our way, and it's going to start real soon here. So our kids are positive. They're fired up. And as far as the region goes, you know, in our region, boy, it's hard to tell. You know, you better be ready to play every Friday night or Thursday night, whatever the case may be, because I feel like all the teams are, you know, they're good enough to win or lose on a Friday night if you ain't ready to go. And I love how our team prepares. I love how our team is fighting to get better. Looking for those little things to improve. And I think that's why you're seeing the improvement throughout the season. Is I'm telling you, every day of practice, these guys come ready to work. And, I mean, they are cut in. And a good example of that is Maddox the other night. You know, Cade goes down. Well, Maddox is the backup. He goes out there and plays, does a really good job. Well, that's paying attention at practice. That's making sure he's not just paying attention when he's out there, but paying attention when Jackie's at practice. He's watching and learning and listening and making sure he's going to be ready to go in case something happens like it did the other night. So we got a lot of kids that are doing that right now.
Well, I tell you what, this is another week to – I call it another week to prepare, and I really look forward to this one. I'm really hoping – I know you like to talk about this is a big team, everything, but you know what? I know that running game is there, and I'm waiting on it, and that's something I'm looking for. I mean, you know, we've been getting a lot of good runs, but then, like you said, then we get those negatives and everything. So I think this is hopefully one of those the game that we're going to see that is combined, and you know, between the run and pass game to put us over the top.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to take what's there. We got into a few other little packages the other night. I thought that helped. We got some good yardage there. But I think we're close. I think we're really close to starting to see some big runs and getting the running game going. And once again, I think that you take those negative plays out, and that's going to help. We got to block. We got to do a better job blocking on the perimeter. That helps. That's what turns the 5 to 10 yarders into 15, 20, 25 yarders. So I think our kids have been working really hard on that this past week to make sure we're doing a good job on the perimeter, keeping our hands inside and not taking those penalties. Once I felt like the other night we kind of started getting going in the running game, and then bam, we get hit with a block in the back, and that sends us back, and it just kills your stride. You know, it kills your momentum, and we got to eliminate that stuff. And we're able to do that. I think that's one of our running game as well.
Well, I tell you what, you know, hats off to the coaching staff and everything, and the boys to keep the attitude and everything the way it is, because it's not easy. All of a sudden, when you go into a game like Clark Central and you're 0-3, and even now, you know, 0-4, but like you said, we're seeing excitement. And I got to admit, it was really nice to see at the end of the third quarter. Of course, when we do the lights out, the game was so close, and the excitement from the boys and everything, because I missed that from the week before when it wasn't and everything. So hats off to you guys on that. So
let me say this. When you can go to an 0-4 team and watch them play, or an 0-3 team, and, you know, you know what you're looking at. Is this really an 0-3, an 0-4? I get it, you are. But is this a team that just goes out and gets their butts kicked, or is this a team that lays it on the line and they're competitive? And that 0-4 could easily be something different, Our team is we're a good football team. You know, for whatever reason, it's a play here, a play there, a ball doesn't bounce our way. But once again, our record could be different, and our kids know that. I think the community knows that. That's why we had so many people here the other night. I think they know that we play our guts out, and our kids lay it on the line, and we're still preparing the same way. Our kids are confident. I mean, and they're still excited to play football. I mean, you would think we're 4-0 the way we practice and prepare, and that's the truth. I love being around these kids. They're incredible, and these coaches. And I think tomorrow night you're going to get the same thing. These kids are going to lay it on the line for this community and the school, and they're just a fun bunch to be around, and they're competitive. And, man, I'd go to war with these guys. I'm not kidding you. They're a fun group.
Well, that's good. That is awesome to hear. And I know you're preaching to that, and they can see it out of the coaching staff as well. Well, we're excited for the week. I mean, we have football tonight for anybody to watch. We have the freshmen at home here at 6:00 against Milton. And then we have the varsity, you know, against Brookwood Gladiators on Thursday night at 7:30. So just looking forward to it. Mike, last comments from you.
Yep, Coach, I'm just going to wish you a lot of luck. I'm really thankful we have such a good coaching staff, because that translates on the field. We're seeing improvement. That's, you know, when we knew coming in the season, no experience really. And I think he had 6 starters coming back. So really happy with what's going on. You hear it in the fans. The fans are saying the same thing. We're getting better. We're doing the right things. We're going to pull a win. I really think it's going to be a successful season this year, despite how the start is. And I think you guys are doing a great job. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you so much. That means a lot.
All right, Greg, that's it from this side. I mean, it's exciting. Like I said, we have football tonight and tomorrow night, and we're looking forward to getting at it.
Lots of football coming your way, and we'll have the game for you tomorrow night. Thank you so much, Doug Thomas, Mike Newsom, and the head coach, Troy Morris, for joining us today on this Coach's Corner. We're glad to have you all with us. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, the first of 3 Thursday night games this season. And we got Brookwood coming in. It's going to be a big time. 7 p.m. Is the broadcast time. 7:30 p.m. is kickoff. And, of course, if you can't make it down to the War Eagle Stadium, join us here on Forsyth Sports 365. We'll have the call for you. Mike Newsom on the call. And Bobby Misos, the youthful voice joining us in my absence, is doing a great job for us as well. So make sure you tune in right here on Forsyth Sports 365. That's Thursday night, 7 p.m. And we'll see you then.